AP Update. I'm Rita Foley. The newspaper The Indianapolis Star is wading into the controversy surrounding a new Indiana state law that critics say would allow businesses to discriminate against gays and lesbians. The Star's editorial headline covers the entire front page of the newspaper. It's just three words: fix this now. Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard has a message of his own.
For those who plan to travel to our city for this weekend's upcoming Final Four, let me be clear. Indy welcomes all.
Steve Coleman is our religion editor.
The Indiana law is based on the federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was supported by the late Senator Edward Kennedy and was signed into law by President Bill Clinton. The federal law has been in place for more than 20 years and has been upheld by courts.
The Star newspaper editorial says the law can coexist with a law protecting gays and lesbians. I'm Rita Foley.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.